true suchness of Zhu Zhu Bu Dong. So suchness is Zhu Lai. The Buddha is called Zhu Lai, the wisest and the most virtuous being. That's why he is called the Tathagata. The Tathagata. He is an expert in Tathagata, suchness. So the Tathagata is an expert in Tathagata. Tathagata is suchness. So Zhu Zhu Bu Dong is from the word Zhu, Zhu Lai. Zhu Lai for this, the Buddha of suchness. Our true mind or essence of mind is always there. True suchness or Ru Ru Bu Dong in Mandarin. So now you understand why that true mind, that self nature, that true nature is suchness. Ru Ru Bu Dong is always there. True suchness. There is the unconditioned. It's just that nature. It's not a form. A mind is not an entity. It cannot come out and live life. You cannot say this is me, this is I. There is not a permanent unchanging entity that you can say or you can own it, possess it. No, there is just a nature, an awareness nature, a nature by itself, like karmic nature. You cannot own karmic nature. But that karmic nature belongs to specific beings. But it's a summation of all the segmented life of that specific being that take people over the eons and eons of birth and death. So similarly, the spiritual nature is the segmented life of all the cultivators who cultivate the perfection and develop into that nature. So that nature is not an individual being. It's not a personality or a permanent unchanging entity that you can cling on to, hold on to and say, this is me, this is my true nature, my true self. No, that one is the unconditioned. You can give it a name, but that name is not that thing. That thing is just the unconditioned. It's just a nature, the awareness nature. And it manifests based on the understanding that it is there all the time. That's why the Mahayana call it the original nature, or some they translate it as the source, source, source. Since from there it arises, source of all things. Is from the original nature, everything comes to be, arise. But like the name, true suchness. Zhen Ru, true suchness. So all these are very important understanding. And for those who understand Mandarin, it's very beautiful, very beautiful. It will really give rise to a lot of understanding, faith and joy. Even to realize what this nature is so immense, so beautiful, so overwhelming and beyond the wildest dream of any cultivator. That's why it's not easy to realize this nature. But if you are a true cultivator, you can develop it. You can have the causes and conditions to cultivate it and develop it. I will read on, then I will explain further. This is the reason why you cannot practice mindfulness or sati, and you cannot try to be mindful, because the trying and the practicing or noting and doing, etc., in the name of meditation, are always by the thought. If one does not understand this true principle of the true mind, that is the essence of mind, is already there. And we don't have to do anything to be mindful of it. Because the moment you are silent, without thought, means the moment you are silent with inner awareness, you are already naturally mindful and heedful. And you will be able to see things as they are naturally, to understand the truth and the reality arising within the moment. For if we do not stir the mind or cause it to arise the thinking via our heedlessness or conditioning born of wrong view, then our mind will be very quiet, still, silent, and without thought. Then it can be aware of this essence of mind, which is the natural state of silent inner awareness before the knowing, before the arising of the mental energy. So this is most important. Hence, mindfulness or sati is the silent inner awareness. Hence, mindfulness or sati, which is the silent inner awareness, will automatically shine forth from the nature within, because man can only do one thing at a time. You must listen to this. One thing at a time is, either you are silent and aware within with your nature or essence of mind, or you are lost in thought. Lost in thought means what? It means you are preoccupied with the activity of mind or thinking and reacting, etc. Just like the analogy of the sun is always there and is free, ever shining. But when clouds are there, its rays cannot shine through. So similarly, your thoughts, your various emotions and reaction or stirring of the mind are like clouds obscuring your true nature or true mind from shining forth. Hence, your inability to see things as they are via the direct seeing with your silent true awareness or true mind. So with this understanding, you will come to understand why most people cannot be aware that they have another nature behind, the true mind, the self nature. Because most of the time they are trapped in the emotion, in the thought process, in the thinking activity. They are heedless, lost in thought. Their mundane mind is ever proliferating, non-stop arising. So mundane thinking lead to heedlessness. Without heedlessness, there is no thinking. The reason why living being is heedless is they have ignorance, delusion, avijja, especially self-delusion. And they lack spiritual faculty. That's why the mental hindrance keep on arising. And the mental hindrance hinder you from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. That's why without the spiritual faculty, you cannot develop the meditative mind. The mental hindrance take over and you become heedless. So you continuously arise the mental hindrance, sensual desire, ill will. Then at times you fall asleep, slump and topple, lethargic mind, dullness of mind. Then you have restlessness of mind because you got a lot of fear, worry, and anxiety. Then you have a lot of doubt, you lack faith, you lack understanding, you lack comfort. So all this will become very clear as you cultivate. Then when you understand what your true mind is, what your true nature is, what the mundane mind is, then when you read back the notes, or when you listen to the true Dhamma, you start to understand very fast. Then everything becomes like very clear to you. This is not theory. This is not concept. This is the truth, the reality. All this understanding can be understood. But you need to train your mind to have sati, to be in the state of awareness. And you have to stabilize that until that become very stable, very clear. Then only you can see all this, understand all this. Then only the words become meaningful to you. Otherwise you can't. That's why thought-based meditation will limit you. You can never realize the enlightenment which is beyond thought, beyond mind, or beyond time. So, Dhamma is akaliko. This is very important. If you want to realize a state that is beyond thought, beyond mind, you cannot use the instruments of thought that limits you. You have to go beyond thought. That's why you need to develop sati or mindfulness. And that is the teaching that the Buddha introduced under samasati, right mindfulness.